Are you going to National Black NBA this week? Are you going to be in Houston? Well, guess what? So am I. Yay! So listen, me and my team planned a quick meet and greet event. It's a pop-up. It's not sanctioned. We ain't asked nobody. So we are going to post up in the hotel lobby bar at the Hilton's Americas in Houston. It's one of the host hotels for the conference. And we will be there on Friday, September 27th, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. So if you can make time to come see me, come see me, come say hi. Now listen, I ain't gonna be taking a whole bunch of selfies and all that stuff, but I am happy to hug you. If you want a Yanla hug, I have plenty to give you a Yanla hugs. If you want a regular hug like Tiffany Samuels, I'll give you a regular hug. But I want to come and sit and have some drinks and talk with you. Now, what I need you to do is go on over to Eventbrite and let me know you're going to stop by if you're coming. What I'm trying to do is get enough people to where some company may be able to sponsor us some beverages. So that's what I'm working on too. But at the very least, I will be posted up at the Hilton Americas Houston Lobby Bar from 4 to 5:30 Friday, September 7th. It's the hotel for the National NBA Conference. I will be there. I will have a Trill NBA shirt on. You won't be able to miss me. I'll be probably loud and laughing and acting a fool, knowing that I'm getting away with murder because I ain't paid for no space. I ain't paid for no setup. I'm just crashing the lobby bar at the hotel. So come see me. I'm so excited. Bring your questions. Tell me how the career fair was. Tell me how these company shenanigans were. Tell me who acted a fool at the parties. Like, I'm here for it all. Come tell me what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Just don't cuss me out, okay? But we are going to have a great time for a little bit and connect and network and just be Black Girl Magic. So come on out. Again, Friday, September 27th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Hilton Americas Lobby Bar in Houston, Texas. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose A. Newha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. So thank you for coming back. I have a great show for us today. A few weeks ago, you might have heard me talk about being frustrated and how I was upset that my little cousin, and I need to stop calling him little because he's like 20. But I was upset that my cousin was going through this crazy internship summer at a big, huge financial bank, one of those big investment banking firms, right? He's a finance major. He'll be a senior this coming fall. I'm very, very proud of him. He has great grades. He works very hard. He is a little Southern gentleman. I just love it. I have watched him grow up over these years, and I'm so proud. I'm like proud mommy, except for I didn't give birth to him. But today we're going to talk about his summer internship. And I actually have him on the show. We are actually live on location. And so I'm not going to say his name. He's going to be little cousin for this episode. Because he's junior, you know, starting out in his career. So you know how the internet is. It loves to haunt people, especially Black folks. And he's about to give us the tea on his summer internship while being Black. So, first cousin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Now, you will hear his voice is disguised and distorted by my editor. We did that on purpose to protect his innocence. So we're going to do this as much in chronological order as we can. We have some real takeaways for anybody who will have a summer internship. And this is whether you're a grad student or an undergrad. My cousin happens to be an undergrad. But I think any Black person, if you're a summer intern, you might go through this. I've seen it happen with MBAs too. I actually saw it when I was working in my previous gig to one of my mentees. It's very unfortunate, and it happens a lot more than what we talk about. And so today we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about how when you're an intern and you're Black, sometimes they try to set you up for the okey-doke. So, cousin, welcome to the show. Thank you for doing this. I know this is going to help a lot of people. So let's paint the picture so we can show you kind of what happens as you walk through your summer internship. So let's start with the first week. So how was the first week?
The first week was absolutely great. I got to the city that I was in, met all the amazing interns. They were great. The HR team was great. They had many events for us to partake in. They took us to a baseball game. There were drinks. They tried to get us comfortable.
Did you drink?
No, of course not.
You are not of age. Okay. I'm just making sure. Because I think I saw on your Instagram, you think I don't be watching you on your Instagram. I be Instagram stalking you.
Oh, yes. But I definitely had my water in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But yes, the first week was great. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
What you went through your first week is typical, right? So mm-hmm. you had all these fun events. But then during the day, what were you doing?
Yes, we were in training. Mm-hmm. So they gave us the finance focus teams, the training that we need to be successful on our individual teams.
Mm-hmm. So first week is cool. Everybody's nice. HR is wining and dining. Right. And we're so happy that you're here. This pretty much just happens with every company that has a summer intern program. So was it just undergrad interns?
Yes, just
okay,
undergrad.
Okay, for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because at some companies, all the interns for mm-hmm. the department hang out together. So whether you're an undergrad or a graduate intern.
Mm-hmm. So the undergraduate interns, we started at the early part of June. And then the hired analysts, they came later on in July. So that
but
was
those were full-time people.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But were they MBAs or were they undergrads still?
Probably still undergrad.
Okay. Yeah. What I did notice is that a lot of your leadership team mm-hmm. had MBAs.
Right.
So I thought maybe they would have an MBA internship, but
no.
Okay. Let's talk about the second week. So mm-hmm. the second week you get your project.
Right.
And you actually had visibility to the interns that were on your team. You had visibility to their projects as well. So mm-hmm. you guys knew what each other were working on.
Correct. Yes.
And so you sent me the project.
Yes.
And how did I react? Do you remember?
You were like, what WTF is this? Super ambiguous.
Yes.
No sense of direction.
Right.
It was just ridiculous.
No clear deliverable.
Right.
This happens a lot, you guys. I've seen this a lot where interns will get this type of project and in my experience, and it's, my experience doesn't cover everybody, but in my experience, usually the minority interns get the weird, funky projects that are hard to quantify. You know, something I loved, you said, what did you feel was the main difference between your projects and the other projects?
Yes. So I felt as though my project was very qualitative.
Mm-hmm.
So very research-driven, heavy analytics. There was no real database in which I could utilize to gain information.
Right.
Just super out there on my own.
Squishy.
I gather what mm-hmm. I gather, and
right.
that's just what it is.
And hope for the best.
Right. However, the other projects, there was a lot of Excel. They'd only have to like press a button and export tons of data.
So they had data to support.
Right. Yeah.
What their outcome should be. Mm-hmm. And it was very clear what the organization was expecting and looking for in their projects.
Correct.
It wasn't like some fishing expedition, some right. white space. Mm-hmm. Give us this recommendation. Should we do this?
Yes. It was more so testing their technical skills.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, do you remember when you called me after you talked to, what name did we give? We've given all these people fake names.
Yes. So,
okay.
Black in passing.
Black in passing. Yes. So there was an associate, we'll just say associate, that was black in passing, but he was down for the people.
Right.
Because what intel did he give you halfway through the summer?
So he kind of put me in tune with everyone on my team, like gave me the lowdown.
Right. Which is important. You need Correct. To do
you
that.
Need that. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to understand who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So what did he tell you about your boss?
My boss was widely recognized as a racist and a sexist.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's so crazy that they would then turn around and give him a minority and women interns to manage.
Correct.
Because he had a pattern of behavior mm-hmm. that had been called out in previous summers.
Correct.
By the organization, but yet still... Mm-hmm. So in a previous episode, I've talked about the need for you to understand who you're working with, who right. your boss is, what type of boss do you have, and what are the tapes on your boss. So I'm proud of you for taking that information and handling it in stride. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I did the same with you on the phone. Yes. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So last summer, they called him on the carpet for his behavior with mm-hmm. the minority and women interns. Yes. And now he's your boss. Mm-hmm.
And to give you all context, my intern team consisted of myself, mm-hmm. another white guy, and two white young ladies. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All undergrads.
All undergrad mm-hmm. seniors.
Well, rising seniors.
Uh-huh. Correct. Okay. Yeah.
I just have to breathe, y'all, because I get triggered. Okay, so you get your project and you're like, okay, but I'm going to rise above. You know,
right. when they go low, I was excited to add value. I'll really be able to contribute. Like, look at me.
Which I'm glad you have that attitude because knowing what I know now, I just would have started cussing people out. Well, I would want to. I wouldn't do it. Okay, so you find that information out. But you had already started noticing that your manager was kind of hands-off with you.
Right. He would travel a lot, and he was kind of like my primary source of guidance for this project. So I really did a lot of reaching outside of my immediate project team, which consisted of Jessica.
Mm-hmm. And what did Jessica do?
Jessica was just there.
Yeah, Jessica, the unhelpful mentor.
Yes.
So you guys got assigned mentors.
Correct.
And these are associates that work there. Mm-hmm. And so did you meet with Jessica every week?
So I didn't meet with Jessica every week because she would be traveling a lot with my boss.
Uh-huh.
So she was away a lot with him.
Okay. And were they working on anything adjacent to your project that would have been helpful to you?
Yes, they were. And I even reached out via email. Mm-hmm. And yes, still nothing. There was very little to no engagement.
Okay. So I think the biggest takeaway here is don't be surprised if you run into inequity and lack of access. And like limits and opportunities and gaining various experiences. I think that's the biggest takeaway. Because in the first 4 or 5 weeks, you started to see what?
Just the challenge in gaining information to support my project. My team wasn't the most helpful. So I did a lot of reaching out to people in other business areas to kind of get their input and take on what I had so far. And that was helpful to an extent, but in addition, it also kind of confused me. Like, I was just getting so much that I was like, okay, so what do I do with this?
Right. And part of that is because you had no clear direction on the output of what your project was supposed to deliver to the organization.
Right. And as a result, I communicated that same, I guess, confusion to the teams that I spoke with. So it was just a big ball of, you know.
Shit. Yeah, he doesn't curse. He's a good young man. I'm probably a bad influence on him.
No, you're great.
Thank you. Okay, so when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about spotting wolves in sheep's clothing during your internship. We'll be right back. Hey guys, real quick, want to let you know the 30-minute coaching calls are no longer free, but they're not expensive at all. So for 30 minutes, you pay $40 and I will give you my all. And I will really try to keep it within 30 minutes. I'm going to try real hard, y'all. Y'all know I like to talk. Why else would I do a podcast? So I can run my mouth. No, but seriously, I love helping you guys. I love letting you know that you are not alone in these situations, that you aren't the first Black woman to go through it, and you definitely won't be the last. But hopefully one day we will all be the last and we can really work to change the environments that we have to work in order to survive. I don't want us to just survive. I want us to thrive, and we can, and we will. So if you find yourself stuck in a work situation, invest in yourself. Go to trillmba.com/coaching and let me help you. And I'm really good at what I do. It's a little gift. So if you need some help, I'm here. If you have a quick question, you can always email ask@trillmba.com. I'm always happy to answer emails. So with that said, let's get back into the show. All right, we're back. And I'm with my cousin, and he's talking about his summer internship experience as a Black summer intern in a lily white space.
Yes.
I was looking up all these people. We have changed all their names, mm-hmm, and given them these funny names to talk about them. And they are so white.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God.
And if they're not white, they're passing.
Yes. Because I even looked at, when you told me passing as Black's name, I was like, oh, he got to be like a brother, like Africa.
Heck no.
No. He looked like one of my Creole cousins from Louisiana.
Right.
And the lightest version of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at least he did give you the real, right?
Yes.
Tell me how you felt when he talked about how your boss described you during the midsummer meeting about the interns.
Yes. So to give context, at the end of the day, when all the interns would leave, the team would meet up and I guess discuss their thoughts, feelings on all of us. So it came back to me that my boss, he wasn't really sure about me when he was asked what he thought. He was just like, he just didn't really have much to say about me.
But no, let's say what he said, except not your name. So he said, you know, I don't know about that intern because, you know, he's really smart and I can see that and he works hard, but I just have this question. Mm-hmm. I'm just questioning.
There was a question mark over my name.
We're side eyeing.
Yes. Yeah.
And so what that does is it starts to create a tape around you, mm-hmm, that's not fair. And the funny thing is that although the organization recognizes that Manager Bob is racist and sexist, it still will allow his opinions to be
widely accepted by the team.
Credible.
Mm-hmm. And this was early on in the process. So like I hadn't even had the opportunity to really spread myself amongst the team and, you know, like really show who I am.
Or what you can do. Like you weren't getting projects.
Right.
Extra projects. You just had your ambiguous, fucked up project. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I wish you had done in hindsight is before your summer internship, I wish that you were able to talk to a mentor who's in your field. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do it because I don't know what you should be focusing on and gaining, you know, throughout your summer. Like, when you go into a summer internship, you should be more intentional about what are the experiences I should be working to gain to put on my resume. Yes. So whether you get the job or not, you still take something tangible away.
Right.
And so what you noticed was intern Becky. Is that what we call it? What name did
we? We didn't give intern Becky a name.
Well, we'll just say intern Becky. Yeah, so intern Becky was getting to do additional projects.
Yes.
And actually, she worked on something that would have been helpful for you to be included in.
And when I spoke with Black in Passing, he said that it was due to the team that she was placed on. So all the interns, we had our individual support teams. So she just lucked up, I guess.
Okay. So who was your support team?
My support team consisted of the unhelpful mentor, the white advocate, and my boss, Managing Bob.
Okay. So Managing Bob don't count because he wasn't helpful.
He was traveling. He was barely there.
He didn't care.
Yes.
Although he did care with intern Becky.
True. But yeah, that's true.
And what about intern Bob, who had the best projects out of everybody? So
yeah, intern Bob, he really kept to himself, but he still got more support than myself.
Right.
So yeah, I guess because that there wasn't a cloud over his name or
a question mark.
A question mark.
Because he's just so great, intern Bob. You know, it's funny. Intern Bob probably thinks he did a very good job this summer.
And the other thing is that I found out that I guess I was the only person on my team who didn't have as much technical experience. Because, of course, this was my first internship, but still, like, I'm able to compete.
So did the other interns... did they have interns between their junior and sophomore years?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes. And so, even the second intern, Becky, she just traveled a lot.
She got to travel?
Yes.
During the internship?
Yes. That's why she got one of the projects that she did. So my boss, he gave explanations for why we received the projects.
Wait, you didn't tell me this.
Okay.
Do tell this story.
So... my project was given to me via my boss because he believed that I was very engaged in the community and I gave back a lot. And yeah, that was his explanation. Y'all, I enjoy community service.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. His project ain't had shit to do with no community service. Right. That's some bullshit. It's an investment bank.
Yeah.
So you do the math. Okay. So why did intern Becky number one?
So the one getting all the experience. Yeah. So she got hers because I believe she had some other internship, but he said that it would tie well with that. So, yeah.
Okay. And then what about the other intern, Becky, number two?
Yeah. So she's the one who did all the traveling. Yes. And then intern Bob.
But why did she get her traveling project?
So second Becky got her intern project because she had done a lot of traveling prior to the internship. And then she had a travel experience coming up after.
Okay.
So my boss made the connection and assigned her that project that tied to where she was going after the internship.
Okay, so that project was specific to a certain country. And so she was going to go there and that's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then what about intern Bob?
Intern Bob, I don't remember what his case was, but his was on the technical side too. So like I said, mine was the only one that was research, heavy reading, analytics driven. Yeah.
So when you say analytics driven, you're saying analytics that you have to dig for that aren't there.
Correct.
And when you look at intern Bob's, his was
press export, do some Excel functions, acknowledge trends, and create a PowerPoint. Yep. That's it.
Oh, God.
And then to complement that, so my project, so at the end of my internship, everyone was like, oh, you did so well in your presentation. You know, you had the hardest project and you did so well. But it's like, to me, my project wasn't hard or challenging in the sense of like, wow, this is testing my skills. I'm strengthening myself, growing, that kind of thing. It was more so challenging in, I don't know where to go. There's no sense of direction. Where do I go from here?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's not really anybody to help you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can't really say that because then they'll blame you. Like, true. Well, you should be mature enough to know.
So you can't win for losing.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So we said we were going to talk about the wolves in sheep clothing.
Correct.
So tell us the story about What would we call him?
We named him the head white man.
Yes. Tell
who
us.
Oversaw. My
yeah, the
kid.
Overseer.
Yes.
Massa.
Yeah. Yes.
And when I tell y'all he looked like he's descended straight from Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. So they tried to trap your boy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So about 3 or 4 weeks into the internship, we had individual meetings with the head white man. So that meeting, he was asking, like, what do we think about the team, our project, the firm as a whole? And I personally felt as though he was trying to trap me because I was being uber positive. Everything was great, you know, playing the game, even though I'm just now picking up on what's really going on.
Right.
But I'm not conveying that to him.
Right. But so who taught you that? Who taught you that?
My cousin, the Trillis NBA. Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So he was just really trying to dig into my feelings in spite of me, you know, giving him straight answers like everything's going great so far, just being uber positive. He was like, the other interns, they've already given me the heads up on everything and they've expressed their feelings. So, you know, you can be honest with me. This is just between me and you. I was like, absolutely, everything's good. I promise you, everything's good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to get me.
He did.
Yeah.
So Massa would try to trap you. That's right. The lesson.
Try and build that
inauthentic fake rapport.
Relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll try it. I'm glad you didn't fall for that.
Yeah.
Because that definitely would have came back to bite you. Like, had you been honest about, well, one thing I've noticed is I think there's an opportunity to allow me to have more experiences and more projects. That would have came back to bite you in the ass.
Right, because then they'd have gave it to me.
Well, no, not just that. Your boss would have been mad because that's his boss. Your boss would have been mad and then you would have been stuck. Because now your boss really don't like you. So that question mark would have turned into a stop sign.
Right.
So you did right. You really have to be careful who you confide in. And the other thing, did you ever confide in passing as white?
Yes, I did.
Black
in passing. I did confide in him because he was so open with me. So maybe I was negligent in taking that as a no.
What did your gut tell you?
I felt as though I could trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that too by the information he gave you.
Right.
I was like, that's your friend. Like your real friends tell you like, hey, you need to lose some pounds. It's yeah. I love you though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your real friends tell you the hard truth, but for your best benefit.
Right.
And that's how you tell. Not coming to you saying, yeah, you know, how's it going? I just want to know how your summer's been. And, you know, I've heard from some of the other interns and I just know that you know, there's been some critical feedback. And so I was just wondering, you know, if you had any critical feedback to share with me as your massa. Oh, man, y'all. So many landmines.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you because you did stay positive, and that's key. So what you saw, the results of that was, like you said earlier, when they were saying, oh, wow, you had a really hard project. And even though they don't articulate the reason why it's hard, they know their organization. And so they know the reason why it's hard is hard because they know they haven't set you up for success.
Correct.
So don't be fooled. They know.
And that's the other thing that I find when I was trying to gather information. It's like some of the information I was looking for didn't even exist.
And they knew that too.
Right. And I provided that in my recommendation. Like, this should be something that you all work to incorporate in.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to end with some more tips on if you are Black while interning in the summer, what my little cousin learned, and he's going to share a couple more stories.
Yes. Stories on stories on stories.
I mean stories. When we get back from the break. I want to share a review that I received on August 25th, 2019 by Lisa Brown 838. And I'm just so grateful, you guys. So the title of this review is Awesome and Much Needed and Thank You. Lisa says, thank you to this young lady. I love you for that. She says, thank you to this young lady. I wish I would have had such a form when I was younger. Every episode I've listened to, I also have experienced or knew someone who had a similar situation in the workplace, state government job. I enjoy listening to her show every week. Felicia is incredible, talented, fearless, and innovative. Well, thank you, girl. The information she gives her listeners as an MBA in corporate America or not, as a Black woman working, her show is extremely helpful, comforting, and real. Today's episode, 825-19, was phenomenal. Keep going, Felicia. I support your show 100%. Well, first off, Lisa, let me say thank you, girl. Like, thank you. I really hope that everything I put into this show is super helpful to everyone. And it has come to my attention that sometimes when I talk to you guys, you know, offline, off the record, that you feel like when I'm on the show, I'm actually sharing your specific situation. And I want you to know, if you ever hear yourself in the show, that is because there were many, 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 many people that were going through very, very similar things. And as Lisa has pointed out, there's so many similar situations in the workplace. So I do this and I create every episode with the multitudes in mind. And so if you do contact me for coaching or guidance, or you send me an email, just know that you are one of many. And it has come up so much that I have to address it in the show. And I will continue to do that because you are not alone. It is not only you going through these situations at work. And you would be surprised at how many times you could take one person's story and just swap names, and it's the same exact story. It's pretty scary, you guys. But I want you to stay positive. I want you to keep leaving me reviews. If you listen on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you can leave a review, wherever you can rate the show, wherever you can share the show, please continue to do that. Because my only goal is getting the information that you need to help you survive and thrive in corporate America out into the world so that we can all have somewhere we can go and get the help that we really, truly need without feeling a certain kind of way or without being dinged. So I love you guys. Have a great week. And let's get back to the show. Okay, and we're back from the break. Thanks for listening this Sunday or whenever day you choose to listen. But the episodes come out every Sunday, y'all. Mm-hmm. Share the story about, it was the end of your summer. Mm-hmm. And managing Bob mm-hmm. was giving feedback. And how you were able to gain access to intern Bob's feedback versus your feedback.
Mm-hmm. So it was actually before the end of my internship, like one of the last presentation drafts that we submitted.
Okay.
So we got feedback. Mm-hmm. Now, do I give the story or...
Yes. So let's say this. Let's say you were able to see your feedback compared to intern Bob's feedback. Now let's talk about the difference in the feedback.
Okay. So I was able to see the difference in feedback that one of my intern peers had received from my boss.
Intern Bob.
Yes, intern Bob. And I will say that I was very shocked.
Why?
Because... first of all, the difference in commentary. My commentary consisted of formatting mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. In turn, Bob's commentary consisted of, oh, you might get a question here. Make sure you're able to expound upon this mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the difference.
Right. So... his feedback was actually helpful to
right.
him.
Yes, and it prepared really him for the final presentation day when he would receive questions back from other members on the team.
Right.
Yeah.
And talk about the story when you pushed back on them to ask them for help.
Yes.
Or to ask them, what did you ask them? Mm-hmm.
So as I stated earlier, all the interns, we had our individual project teams. And in one of our meetings, they were giving me all this technical feedback. And of course, I took it, wrote it all down, agreed.
Define technical feedback.
So formatting, centering words, making sure that fonts matched, colors, all that good stuff. Making sure that my presentation matched the firm's color and formatting template.
Okay.
Yeah. So I asked if they had any feedback regarding the content and information of my project. And y'all, I kid you not, it was crickets. Crickets. And cousin, I learned this from you. You told me, ask the question and you sit there and wait. You don't say anything. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely silent. Yeah. And then they were thumbing through my presentation like, as if they had never read it before, trying to skim through it. I was like, you all can't be serious. You just can't be. Yeah.
And so no real tangible feedback.
No real tangible feedback.
And some people might mistake that and say, oh, well, you must have did such a great job that it's just perfect.
No.
Lies.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. There's always that 2% that you can get better mm-hmm. every time. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah. And then the major thing that I was really trying to hone in on was like, what were their expectations of the project? Like, what were they looking to get out of it? You know, what value could I add?
Right.
Just so that I can be in alignment with their expectations. So, yeah, didn't really get that.
Oh, man.
I wanted to help, Master. Cut that out.
No, I'm going to keep that in. Oh. So what's the one thing you wish you had done differently this summer, especially in regards to getting experience?
Yeah, so I really wish I would have pushed the envelope. So there were times when I'd reach out and team members would tell me, oh, no, you know, we don't want to just throw you in and you not know what's going on. So I kind of just took that and was like, okay, well, you know, if anything else comes up, I'd love to be of help or, you know, assist you in any way that I can. Those opportunities never came. So one thing that I wish I would have done was just push the envelope and get what asking. I want. Yes. Be persistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have to be, right?
In moderation, though, because, you know, they might consider you aggressive or overly this.
You have to understand how you're perceived. So who was the lady that told you not to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am? We didn't give her a name, did we?
Managing Becky.
Managing Becky. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So Managing Becky told you what?
Not to call her miss. She's like, I understand, you know, you're a gentleman and this and that, and you're this great person. Your parents did a great job at raising you, but we don't really refer to each other as ma'am, mister, or miss. It's very casual, first name basis. We're all just, yeah.
Let's just breathe a minute because it's a lot. And so... Did you get the offer or nah?
So I'm still waiting.
That's awesome.
When I did my exit interview, I was told that it would be 1 to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're on week two.
That's awesome.
The last day of week two, because today, yeah.
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 Hopefully by the time I air this next month, it's actually August, you guys, that we're recording this in. We do things ahead of time around here.
Right.
Sometimes. Hopefully we'll know whether you got it or not.
Correct.
As of the day of the recording of this episode, young cousin here does not know if he got the offer or not. Correct. But if you get the offer, are you going to take it?
No. Now, I'll add this. So if it's for the team that I interned on, it's a definite no.
Okay.
However, if I'm on a different team, possibly.
Okay.
But I'm still keeping my options open and pursuing other opportunities.
Amen. Anything else you want to tell future interns?
Yes, definitely seek out people who you trust, who've kind of been through it, to seek advice and counsel from. I was very fortunate for my cousin to have been the Trillis MBA to guide me through this experience, because I don't know what I would have done. Those phone calls when I get home from work, I don't know who else I could have called. So I appreciate you being there and sharing and helping me out.
I mean, you have good grades and I don't have any kids, and you promised to take care of me when I get old.
Absolutely.
So it's on record now. Uh-huh.
Yes. You all heard that.
You're not going to put me in a nursing home.
No.
You're going to have staff.
Correct.
And people to take care of me.
Yes.
You're not going to let anybody mistreat me or abuse me.
No,
there will be. And you're going to feed me good food.
Good food. Yes.
Y'all heard it here. This is on record.
Yes.
I'm taking you to court.
Uh-huh.
If you don't.
Public information. Y'all heard it here. Yes.
Oh, God. Well, you guys, I wanted to do this because I wanted my cousin to share this experience that he had. And it's unfortunately not unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to pay attention. You have to get your mentors. You have to be proactive about figuring out what it is you're trying to get. What is your best possible outcome?
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you. I don't care if you get the offer or not. You did a great job.
Thank you.
You killed your project. I saw your project. I pushed on your project. I was like, no, I don't even know what that is, because I'm not in finance.
Yes, we went through it.
Yeah, I was like, but why do you have this?
Uh-huh.
No, that doesn't make sense. Like, you can get people to help you make sure that you're telling the story with your final presentation.
Yes.
Without them understanding exactly everything you're working on or being in the same field or function.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good, because then you were able to go ask more questions and get more help, especially from Let's shout out who was the helpful. I don't want to say his name.
The advocate.
The advocate.
Yes.
The advocate. You know, I'm praying for you, the advocate. You probably will never hear this.
Right.
But I'm praying for the advocate because that's the thing. I don't want people to get it confused. In this case, mm-hmm. Passing Wild Black, he was good.
He was.
But that's not always the case.
Right.
But then, you know, don't discount some of our white counterparts. They are really down for the cause. And I feel like he was the one that was really looking out for you on the team.
For real. Yep.
That was a blessing. So Just know, even though you might find yourself in a tight situation, there will be people that will help you. You just have to keep your eyes open And your heart open to finding those people. Because for every person that doesn't want you to succeed, God will send you people that want you to succeed. Mm-hmm. And so you never have to worry about failing. You just learn or you
win.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get out of here. If you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition to that, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I love getting your emails. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching. to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. All right, cuz, let's go get some food.
Right.
Until next time, y'all, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.